The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
But first, European regulators have found that Insurance Ireland breached EU antitrust rules by restricting competition. This was a preliminary finding as part of its probe into the motor insurance market in Ireland. And I'm joined on the line by Arianna Podestà, European Commission spokesperson for competition. Arianna, just in relation to this preliminary finding and the database that's at the centre of this issue within Insurance Ireland, known as the Insurance Link database. At this stage, is it the existence of that database and its access to a limited number of parties that is the problem, or is it how it was operated? And the reason I ask that is a lot of people would feel, including our own Competition Commission, that that database should be held elsewhere and opened up fully.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me with you. So indeed, yes, today we have informed Insurance Ireland of our preliminary view that it has breached EU antitrust rules by restricting competition in the Irish motor vehicle insurance market. We consider that Insurance Ireland has arbitrarily delayed or de facto denied access to Insurance Link platform to companies that had a legitimate interest in joining it, and therefore that this has harmed potentially competition in this market. So what we are looking at here is rather the conditions of access to the Insurance Link platform, because in order to access to this platform, membership is required. And it's not obvious the membership criteria that have to be met, and the unpredictable application process to get membership is also a concern we have in the sense.
And you still have to complete the investigation and make final findings, and it is only a preliminary view at this stage. But as far as you're concerned, from a competition point of view, is the existence of a database that is only accessible to certain parties in the market the nub of the problem, and opening it up, would that solve the problem?
At this stage, as you were rightly saying, it's only preliminary views. So we have opened this investigation in May 2019. Now Insurance Ireland will have the possibility of replying to our concerns, and we will continue the process. But of course, it's too early to prejudge the timing or the outcome of the investigation. As I said, right now we're looking at the conditions of entry of access to the database, so to the membership process, etc. I think it's too early also to say what could solve the issue, so whether to make it open or not, this would be for a later stage eventually. We're just looking at whether this has reached antitrust rules.
And finally, as we understand it, that database does include claims information regarding other types of insurance claims other than motor. Is that something that you have looked at or would have concerns about?
At this stage, we are really looking at the motor vehicle insurance market, which is, I think, more or less 50% of written premiums in the non-life insurance sector in Ireland. We know that the Irish Consumer and Competition Protection Commission has been looking into the public liability insurance. It has also published a study on it in December 2020. And at this stage, it appears to us that they are indeed well-placed to deal with matters of liability insurance at national level.
Okay, Arianna Podestà, European Commission spokesperson for competition. Thank you for joining us on the programme. Well, we're also joined by Peter Boland of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Peter, the question of this database and its usage is at the centre of this European Commission investigation. But you have concerns beyond motor that database also applies to employers' liability and other types of claims.
That's correct, Richard. And whilst we have welcomed the Commission's investigation and their update published yesterday, we don't buy for one minute that it cannot be extended to liability. And in fact, the arguments that the Commission have put forward in terms of not applying it to liability could just as equally apply to motor. So the CCPC in Ireland has carried out a study on the liability sector. That's all it is at this stage, is a study. They've also been investigating the motor insurance side of things at the CCPC, although we haven't got any final update from them on that. But these are issues which apply in terms of accessibility and insurers from all across Europe getting access to the Irish market, and they apply equally to liability. And at the heart of it is that right now we have identified at least 35 business and community sectors that cannot get insurance or are down to their last underwriter. There is a serious competition issue within the liability area, which directly applies to businesses in Ireland. And we have an ongoing dialogue with the Commission. We don't accept their view as it stands at the moment, that the investigation wouldn't be extended to liability. We hope that it will, and it is absolutely essential if we are going to get a fully functioning insurance market in this country.
Now, obviously,
that they have a look at that as well.
Insurance Ireland have said that they note the preliminary view and that the investigation isn't completed yet. I presume for the European Commission from the outset, this was an investigation about motor. And if this the operation of this database has become a centrepiece of that probe, even if it does include employers' liability, you know, it's like that would be theoretically a different investigation that would you know, if required, have to start from scratch.
We think it'd be an identical investigation in the sense that the data is included on the same database, so it wouldn't take an awful lot to extend it. It's focused on motor for historic reasons. I think it was initially Verona Murphy of the Irish Road Haulage Association at the time who made a complaint to the European Commission about this, and that was focused very much on motor. But this is an evolving investigation, and there's no reason that it wouldn't evolve to include liability as well.
Would you like to see that database in the hands of some other independent entity?
Well, this is at the heart of it, Richard. The investigation, in any sense, is about the past and what has happened in the past. In terms of the future, we have for quite some time now been proposing that that database be taken off Insurance Ireland, and they are involved with government on a dialogue on that anyway, and passed to the Personal Injuries Assessment Board, which is the arm of the state best positioned to look after that database.
And I presume that would be a very complex process and it would take time to do that.
Well, yes, but there's been a lot of discussion about this. This has been out there within the insurance reform area since at least 2017 when the first cost of insurance working group report was published. But the process has been dawdling along over the last four years with vague concerns about data protection. And it really is time at this stage for government to get a move on and set about transferring the database so that it can be used as an important public asset in facilitating insurance in Ireland.
Well, Peter Boland, we'll have to leave it there. Peter Boland of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, thanks for joining us on the program.